Windows or doors sticking? Cracks in your drywall or brickwork? These can be signs of a structural foundation problem. PermaSeal can help with that. Free inspections, transferable warranties, financing, and peace of mind. PermaSeal, 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
Dave and I do a history segment on my show every Friday at 9:30. It's Dave Plyer and for Bob Surratt this morning. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. And we are going to talk a little bit about the first Thanksgiving. You covered the second Thanksgiving,
Dave. Yeah. Well, if you believe that, then I've got a bridge to sell you.
All right. So how did it all begin? Why did we start celebrating Thanksgiving? Why were we grateful, Dave?
Well, we were grateful because of the first, we still refer to them to this day as the Pilgrims, of course, coming over in 1620. They had a rough go of it the first year there in the winter time, and then made it through the summer, but they were grateful for that. They were thankful for that. And so in 1621, they decided we are going to have a feast to celebrate the harvest and to give thanks for, you know, what we have accomplished here in the first year in the new world. Now, a lot of times, you know, what do we eat on Thanksgiving? Of course, turkey is the dominant food, but right. they also had duck and geese and some deer as well, and venison was also
some provided. Seafood too.
I think seafood as well. Because there was a gentleman named Edward Winslow that wrote a very detailed letter about what life was like for them in the new world, and he mentioned that fish and cod was in abundance in that letter, and also talked about how they harvested things like corn, barley, and peas, and the indigenous people were very helpful for them. The Wampanoag people and the Massasoit people were very helpful in their harvesting and their really how to survive the winters and how to survive daily life there. Talking about how they built several huts and areas and places to live for shelter. It's a very detailed letter that he wrote, and it's almost like Shakespeare, the language in it, the rhetoric.
Now, there was no mashed potatoes, I can tell you that, because potatoes had been recently like shipped back to Europe from South America. So,
right.
I mean, those traditions
Peru
were very different. It was more of a celebration of food, and the food of the day is what they celebrated with. Now, do you remember when, did America call for a national Thanksgiving? It was to celebrate the victory over the British in the Battle of Saratoga in 1789. George Washington again called for the National Day of Thanks, and the last Thursday of November in 1777 commemorated the end of the Revolutionary War and then the ratification of the Constitution. And during the Civil War, both the Confederacy and the Union issued Thanksgiving Day proclamations following major victories. So it was kind of celebrated a little bit more haphazardly. Which president refused to recognize Thanksgiving?
I want to say Theodore Roosevelt.
It's Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, it's Thomas Jefferson.
Famously the only founding father and early president who refused to declare days.
I never met him.
Never interviewed him.
Been through his house,
well,
but I haven't met him.
Of course you have. Unlike his political rivals, the Federalists, Jefferson believed in a wall of separation between church and state. I mean, Thanksgiving is not a religious holiday, but I think that was the impression back then. Believed that endorsing such celebrations as president would amount to state-sponsored religious worship. So that was Thomas Jefferson. Now, pumpkins were a part of early Thanksgiving, but when did pumpkin pie become a traditional part of Thanksgiving, Dave?
Pumpkin pie probably in the 20th century here.
Well, we say it was at the turn of the 18th. Legend has it that a Connecticut town of, you know, I know that's always pronounced differently on the East Coast, Colchester postponed its Thanksgiving feast for a week in 1705 due to a molasses shortage. They could simply be no Thanksgiving, of course, today without some pumpkin pie. I'm not a big pumpkin pie guy, though.
I just like pies.
Yeah, I feel
but
like
I
it
do
goes...
enjoy the pumpkin. Yeah. And no one knows what mincemeat pie is anymore.
Yeah, what is that?
It's a
like a pecanish. Oh.
Yeah, but it's kind of a fruit flavored sweet tart mixture of things. I think it's a British derived pie, but it's a. I remember having mincemeat pie and pumpkin pie specifically this time of the year.
When did we start canning cranberries? Because you can't have cranberries without the ring from the can sitting on a jiggling plate, but. Do you know when that was? It was 1621.
The cans?
No, not the cans. The pilgrims had long exhausted their sugar supply by November of 1621. A guy named Marcus Uran canned the first jellied cranberry sauce in 1912 and eventually founded the Cranberry Growers Cooperative known as Ocean Spray.
Yep, pretty popular name there. By the way, Dave, I have to say I'm proud of myself because last year I made homemade cranberry sauce.
Ooh, look at you.
It's if I can do it, anybody can do it.
I guess so. I guess so. So we have a at the Broadcast Museum, 440 West Randolph, a little shameless plug there, new exhibits. Should visit this weekend for sure. In fact, if you mention WGN Radio, we'll give you $2 off your admission. So go to visit the museum through Sunday. But I will say that we have a Christmas tree up front, holiday tree, that is filled with TV dinners. And how did that TV dinner tray, that traditional tray, begin?
Let's see. You're giving me some you're throwing some curveballs here.
All right, 1953, an employee at CH.
And I know we've talked about this many times.
Yeah, so, now we have know. No Swanson and Sons overestimated demand for Thanksgiving turkey, and the company was left with 260 tons of extra frozen birds. So, as a solution, a Swanson salesman ordered 5,000 aluminum trays, devised a turkey meal, and recruited an assembly line of workers to complete what would become the first TV dinner trays. So a culinary hit was born. In the first year of production, which was 1954, the company sold 10 million turkey TV tray dinners. And I would say when we would...
That was my favorite TV dinner.
Yeah. And I remember like at least once a week, my dad had meetings after work. So I remember having the TV dinner. It just, yeah. And people were like, well, God, that was great. It was quick. I'm like, no, it wasn't. You had to put it in the oven. It was frozen. It took like, I think, an hour, 45 minutes to actually cook
it. I think it was an hour and at very high heat.
Yeah.
And when you took it out of the oven, be very careful.
That's true. Yeah. That's very true. All right. Well, who was the first president to pardon a turkey?
Pardon the turkey? Mm-hmm. Was it John Kennedy?
It was John Kennedy. Yeah. So 1940s, farmers...
I got something right.
Yeah, you did. In the 1940s, farmers would give the president some plump birds for roast turkey over the holidays, but it was President Kennedy the first to spare a turkey. He quipped, "It's our Thanksgiving present to him." The annual White House tradition of pardoning a turkey officially started, though, with George H.W. Bush in 1989. So there you have it. All right, so we're going to do more Thanksgiving history with Schwani right after this. Oh, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. We watched it a couple days ago. Classic. It's really the only Thanksgiving movie out there, Dave.
I guess it is, and it is a classic. I saw it last year after not having seen it for a while, but
legendary.
Lovely movie.
Love, yeah. John Candy, too.
I've missed John Candy ever since his tragic, untimely passing. Well,
there's a great documentary out on him too that you should catch. So there, I'm going to put some context to this. So Broadcast Museum has a new exhibit on Johnny Carson, and there was this historically funny moment on the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson and Doc Severinsen. Johnny Carson airs weeknights, of course, on Antenna TV. Now, Doc, I'm pretty sure you'll be able to tell by the conversation. Johnny was talking to him about Thanksgiving, not knowing if they were married, not married, because they just kind of lost track of time because they all had several wives during that time. But I'm pretty sure he was high, Doc, during this conversation.
And one thing leads to another.
Yeah, pretty much. And they talked about their Thanksgiving traditions. How classic. I can't give you any, but I'll sell you some, Dave. Absolute classic.
And Mrs. Severance is getting
a lot of money. Of course, we have to share this little clip, too, is WKRP in Cincinnati. For you kids out there, was a sitcom in the late 70s, early 80s, and they had a station contest and a little gimmick, and they were going to drop turkeys. And, of course, turkeys really don't fly. As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
You know, Dave, it won't be long. That's going to be 50 years old.
I know. That's crazy. And you know what? I don't think, like, WKRP, the TV show, like, has the longevity of a lot of sitcoms, but it will always be remembered
for
this.
Well, the turkey episode certainly will be, yes.
Absolutely. All right.